And I'd like now to welcome Kate Nelson. She is with the New Mexico History Museum, and she is with us here many Fridays speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And Betty Brodsky is here to talk about her new book called Bobby's World, a book about Bobby Brodsky. She will be presenting this book on Tuesday of next week at 6 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore. Welcome.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your brother, Bobby. Amazing artist.
Yeah, well, he was born in Albuquerque. We lived here as children, and then our parents split up and went their separate ways. And slowly, my mom came back, and my brother came back, and I came back. He came back right after college, art school, and began his art career in La Cienega, and just started making and selling his pottery right away, and did craft fairs and was in galleries and had a great career with his wife, Tina Davila. Their business was called Rabbit Artworks, and it was very successful. And then that kind of fell apart, and he had to build his own career again, which he did very well. And these drawings that are at the center of this book, he produced during the last 2 years of his life when he was actually quite disabled.
They're very wild and vivid and colorful and lively drawings.
I know. They're amazing, I think. And it was just so wonderful to watch him producing them. He did them at the rate of almost one a day.
And so he has gone to the great art studio in the sky.
Yes.
And we are left with his work in this book that you put together.
Mm-hmm.
This is sort of a labor of love.
Yes, definitely a labor of love. My dad and I and Bobby's three sons, after Bobby died, we had a memorial for him at his house and hung the walls with all of his pictures, and the people who came really loved them, and my dad wanted to do something lasting for Bobby, and so he provided the money for the print, bind, and ship of the book, and I did the design and writing, and took about 15 or 16 months to get it done, but now we have it, and I'm thrilled to be able to introduce it to Santa Fe, where he lived for so many years and so many people knew him, and I think it'll be fun.
Excellent. Well, Betty Brodsky is the author of the book Bobby's World, a book about Bobby Brodsky, and once again, Collected Works, next week on Tuesday at 6 in the evening.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us.
Thanks.
Kate.
Hi. There's lots going on this weekend, and I have to be parochial and start off by saying it's Free Friday evening at the New Mexico History Museum and the Museum of Art, so from 5 to 8 p.m., no matter where you're from, no matter how old you are, how young you are, you're free at both museums, and they both have some wonderful exhibits up right now. So Free Friday night at the History Museum and the Museum of Art tonight. You could kick it off with a free TGIF recital at First Presbyterian Church, where soprano Cecilia Leitner and pianist Sergio Rodriguez will perform the music of Fauré, Poulenc, and Debussy. And that's at 5:30 to 6 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church, just off of the Santa Fe Plaza.
Excellent. Let's look at what's going on at Collected Works. This afternoon at 4:30, the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful author Terry Tempest Williams will be at Collected Works Bookstore to discuss her collaborative book with photographer Deborah Bloomfield. It's called Wilderness. And Bloomfield's photographs, according to what I'm reading here, are stark and stunning, and Williams' essays beautifully interpret them, as well as explore her experience in the wild. So that's today at 4:30. Then tomorrow at 9:30, you can enjoy the Opera Breakfast and Lecture Series, this time hosted by Dan Feinberg from St. John's College. He will be discussing Mozart's Nozze di Figaro, which will be followed by the live screening of the opera at 11 o'clock at the Lenzik, and a discount on all kinds of foods and coffee between 8 and 9.
That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah.
Plus then when you go to the opera and you actually understand what's going on.
Oh, they have subtitles.
But the deeper meanings, the philosophical stuff.
All right.
This weekend, lots of walk around and see great art stuff. First of all, it's the 7th annual historic Canyon Road Paint Out and Sculpt Out. It starts this evening. All the galleries are going to be open. There's artist demonstrations going on. So put your walking shoes on and hit gallery after gallery. And then tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., artists will be out on Canyon Road demonstrating their skills. There's going to be a parade, student musical performances, art, music, and food. All of that just sounds terrific. In addition, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, it's the Galisteo Studio Tour. So drive a little bit south, and you can actually visit artists in their home studios.
Nice.
It's free. It's walkable. There are painters, printmakers, potters, weavers, photographers, woodworkers, jewelers. Go on and on. We live in a really talented place, and it's extraordinary to meet the people in the milieu where they actually do their creativity.
Yeah. And it's just so nice to be able to see and talk to the person who made an artwork.
Yes.
And it deepens that work for
Absolutely.
You. Let's continue with Collected Works. Sunday, October 19th at 11 o'clock, Journey Santa Fe presents a discussion on land and water use with KSFR host Zuby Wilson and guest David Bacon. Then on Sunday in the afternoon at 3 o'clock, Santa Fe author Max Evans and longstanding reporter for the New Mexican Robert Knott, whom we love.
I love.
They will be at Collected Works to discuss and sign their book, Going Crazy with Sam Peckinpah and All Our Friends, which details the crazy life of one of our most famous American directors, Sam Peckinpah. It should be a riot. I believe that the wonderful TV and radio host, Lorraine Mills, is going to be introducing them, and she has a long-term association with Max Evans. Tuesday, October 21st at 6 o'clock, Betty Brodsky, whom we just talked about, and Thursday at 6 o'clock, a rescheduled event. Juan Esteban Arellano presents his book, Enduring Acequias, Wisdom of the Land, Knowledge of the Water, which champions the use of the age-old acequia as the best way to conserve and use water in arid climates such as northern New Mexico. We had him on the show a week or two ago, and he was supposed to be at Collected Works, but there was, something happened, and now it is rescheduled for this coming Thursday, so definitely should go to that. Yes.
Juan will also be giving one of the Southwest Seminars lectures this coming Monday at Hotel Santa Fe at 6 p.m. Those are always worth going to. Lots of archaeology, anthropology geeks there, and the issue of water and how it's affected us over time is pretty interesting these days.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Hey, how about adopting a rescued rabbit?
Oh, a little rabbit hopping around your house?
A bunny. House rabbits, cats, and dogs from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and New Mexico House Rabbit Society will be at an event at PetSmart at 3561 Zafferona Road in Santa Fe this Sunday, October 19th from 12 to 4. So you can adopt any number of mammals.
Yeah.
Any kind of mammal.
Yeah.
At this event. And they have free nail trims for local bunnies.
Sweet.
And you can go and find your new best friend. I have to say, I have an announcement. I have a new puppy.
Dun, dun, dun.
I went to the shelter. I didn't realize that I was going to go home with the cutest thing that ever lived in the history of the universe.
And now the girl's in love.
Besides the other two dogs, who are also cute.
In case they're listening.
And now have a dog, and I recommend it highly. The thing is a puppy. They've had some wonderful full-grown dogs there, too. I couldn't decide who to adopt, but I finally decided that my old dogs could use a little bit of puppy energy.
That's nice.
And I don't know her name yet. So next week is the KSFR Fun Drive, and one of the days, I think a week from today, is going to be a fundraiser called Name My Puppy.
How about Ka-ching? Hey, there's some nice opportunities to see live theater this weekend. Through Sunday over at the Santa Fe Playhouse, they're performing The Effect of Gamma Rays on Man in the Moon Marigolds. Boy, I remember that from when I was in high school, and I can't tell you how long ago that was. And it holds up. That's at 7:30 Friday and Saturday, and there's a matinee on Sunday. And then the Santa Fe High School, at the high school, is presenting Clue, the play. Wadsworth the butler and who knows, I can't remember all the characters, Colonel Mustard and everyone will be there. And it's young people expressing their dramatic talents. Sounds like a lot of fun. Friday and Saturday, 7:33 p.m. I imagine that the play being The Clue, there must be some significance to that. Go and find out.
Cupcake Clothing is the site of an event this coming Wednesday, the 22nd of October at 6 o'clock. and it's an informative evening talk with Dr. Eric Grasser, and it's about learning healthy ways to cleanse and detoxify the body. Juice and healthful hors d'oeuvres are provided by Verde Juice, and Cupcake will donate 10% of the proceeds to the Breast Wishes Fund, which is doing all kinds of basically helping women who are dealing with breast cancer and breast issues.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
Another benefit this week in the 4th annual October Fiesta at the Santa Fe Brewing Company. It's Saturday from noon to 8 p.m. It benefits the Santa Fe Humane Society and Animal Shelter, along with Esperanza Women's Shelter and Assistant Dogs of the Southwest. Yes, they'll have beer, but they'll also have music, contests, lots of neat food. There'll be a bratwurst eating contest, a six-pack holding contest. I'm not sure why that's difficult, but also a yodeling contest, local food truck. Sounds like a lot of fun and great organizations to support. That's at the Santa Fe Brewing Company, Saturday, noon to 8 p.m.
My white little terrier yodels.
No.
Well, it's sort of more like howling.
Will you do it for us right now?
No.
Okay.
Cat of the week, though, I will read that. The cats of the week featured this week are Effie and Elias. Both of them are very social, friendly, and playful. They would do best in a home with each other, or maybe another friendly cat to play with. Effie is a beautiful girl with a short black coat, and Elias is a handsome boy with a medium-length coat and gray tabby markings. And they were born in May. They're kittens.
Oh, my goodness.
They're little kitties. If you're interested in adopting these kittens, please call 316-2281. You can go to fandfnm.org and see all the different cats from Felines and Friends. You can also write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
And as a friend of mine from Kentucky once said about adopting two pets and not one, what one won't think of, the other surely will. Hey, mark your calendar for this coming Thursday. This will be at the New Mexico History Museum, but it's an SAR lecture at 6:30 p.m., Evolution and Women's Lives. Wenda Trevithan is going to discuss the evolutionary view of women's lives from puberty through motherhood to grandmotherhood, and wondering what legacies from ancient ancestors impact our lives today, from adolescence, pregnancy, birth, nursing, sexuality, menopause. SAR always brings in the best speakers, then they'll make you think, and you'll have a couple of days afterward where you'll find yourself pondering some of the notions that they gave you. That's Thursday, 6:30 p.m. at the History Museum.
And on Thursday morning, we're going to have an interview with her.
Oh, wonderful.
And give away copies of her book.
Terrific. Mm. So listen to the radio, too.
Listen to the radio next week. It's Fun Drive Week. Don't let that deter you. We've got a lot of good programs
Keep
on.
Keep this program on the air.
Yes, please. Concert with Grammy Award nominee Gentle Thunder is today from 7 to 9 at the Santa Fe Center for Spiritual Living on Camino de los Marques, a mere stone's throw from the Santa Fe Baking Company. You can go to santafecsl.org to find out more about this concert, and they've got a whole music series over there, so definitely check it out.
I didn't notice this till I saw the Pasatiempo calendar, and it sounds like a wonderful event if I didn't have to have a job. At 1:30 p.m. today in the Capitol Rotunda, there's going to be a Japanese tea demonstration by Chato, New Mexico. They're hosting Peace Through a Bowl of Tea, and it will be demonstrated by Izumi Moto Sogen. It's a free event in the Capitol Rotunda. That's a pretty place to visit anyway, the Capitol. And see a Japanese tea demonstration and think about peace on earth.
Peace on earth would be a good thing, especially these days.
Yeah.
So let's see. On Wednesday of next week at 5 o'clock at Frenchie's Field Barn on Agua Fria, there is a meeting, a neighborhood meeting, to discuss providing clear trail connections from the Santa Fe Acequia Trail to the Santa Fe River via Avenida Cristobal Colón. And representatives from the city of Santa Fe, the project team, can answer questions. And it's a nice way to participate in your city and its trails and bicycling questions and all that kind of stuff.
Everyone should know where Frenchie's Field is, too.
Yes, so it's on the corner of Agua Fria and Osage.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back to the Albuquerque Balloon Field, yes, the fiesta is over, but this Saturday is the Southwest Bacon Fest. There's going to be bacon pie, bacon cookies, bacon burgers, bacon pizza, bacon drinks, bacon tacos, bacon and lobster sandwiches. They'll have bacon-themed games. I'm not quite sure what that would be.
Pin the bacon on the donkey?
Very good idea. On the pig.
Oh.
11 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's at the Albuquerque Balloon Field. And then, just as a personal aside, if you've got the time, head down to the Rio Grande Bosque. The cottonwoods ought to be turning yellow, and it'd be a really nice place to take a walk.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And also go up to the aspens.
Yes.
Which are really in their
I was going to recommend
right
that people go up to the Salmon Raspberry Ranch. I went there on Monday. Monday night, they had their killing frost.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, berries are gone.
There we have it. But the Bacon Fest, I mean... It's like
sitting here at the baking company, it's sort of hard to not think about bacon.
The Santa Fe Bacon Company, yes.
The aroma's wonderful.
All right. What else have we? What have you?
Oh, Sunday, late afternoon, 4 p.m., the Santa Fe Symphony Orchestra and Chorus will be performing at the Lensic. Guest conductor Oriol Sanz, he is a he's from Spain. I can't remember... what region? They will be performing Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez. Oh, forgive my butchering of the language.
Concierto de Aranjuez.
Thank you. Classical guitar.
That's a beautiful piece.
Jason Vo will be performing. They'll be doing the overture to William Tell, and I'm wondering, can you fire off cannons inside the Lensic?
I believe that they are not supposed to be real cannons.
Oh.
With cannonballs. I think not.
Okay. Should be a lovely performance. That's 4 p.m. Sunday at the Lensic, the Santa Fe Symphony Orchestra and Chorus.
Yay.
Yeah.
So, St. John's College is having a liberal arts conference. Over 70 national and international speakers are here through tomorrow. Started yesterday, goes through tomorrow at St. John's College campus. And it's very inexpensive for locals. You can just do walk-up registration and go check it out. If you want more information, you can go to SJC, which stands for St. John's College, sjc.edu.
Tonight at the college, they're having a lecture on architecture and aesthetic education. I happen to know from a rental we did at the History Museum yesterday, there are a lot of architects in town. So that's going on this evening. I have to give a look ahead, and put this on your calendar if you can. October 25th at the History Museum, we're doing a day-long workshop on how to reach people with memory illnesses through the arts, using performance art, hands-on art making, museum exhibits. It's a $35 workshop. And Gary Glasner of the Alzheimer's Poetry Project is leading this. He's an excellent teacher, and we'd love to have you there. If you go to dementiaarts.com, you can get all the information about that. It's Saturday, October 25th.
And he will be here on the air with us on Wednesday.
He's great on the air.
He's going to
have
great.
Have him make a poem on the air about the cafe.
Oh, heavens. I'll make a limerick.
Will you?
Yeah, but not right this second.
Will it be one that you can have on the air?
Yeah, we do. We often do... extemporized site-specific limericks that are not dirty.
Okay.
Okay. The Mocha Dao Teachers Lecture Series is giving a talk called... Thomas Jaggers is the person who's giving a talk called The Relationship Between Discipline and Ecstasy Between the Rational and the Chthonic.
Wow.
And that is today at 7:15 at the Mocha Dao Institute in the Rail Yard at 703 Camino de la Familia at number 3103. It's next to Buddha Fitness. For more information, Mocha Dao Institute, M-O-G-A-D-A-O Institute.com.
Terrific. Tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the New Mexico Museum of Art, they are going to have a short film about Edward Weston and a slideshow revealing some of the photos that he took in New Mexico. It's part of the year-long project Focus on Photography. Free event, 2 p.m. at the New Mexico Museum of Art.
Excellent. Do you have another one?
I do. Santa Fe Community College is having an El Agua Es Vida Water Festival. It starts Wednesday. It's a day-long event. It's for the students, but it's also for the public. They're going to have workshops, music, films, artists, food, and a pumpkin carving contest. This is an opportunity to learn about current water-related issues and practical ways to participate in the college's and Santa Fe's conservation and awareness efforts. This is free. It's at the community college, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. this coming Wednesday.
David Geist, as always, is playing in Geist Cabaret, which is that nice room upstairs in Pronzo where you get to not only eat but have a lovely entertainment by David Geist. Tonight, Robin Holloway will be joining David, and tomorrow is an evening of originals. So, don't know exactly what that means, but lots of good stuff coming up. It's every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Pronzo from 6 to 9.
The Museum of Contemporary Native Arts down there near the plaza is having an artist talk Thursday evening, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Rick Gendron and Courtney Leonard will speak about their artistic practices, their influences as artists, how they do what they do. Rick is a painter who studied at the Cornish College of the Arts in Eastern Washington University and paints. His images are influenced by Francis Bacon, Fritz Scholder, Hollywood Westerns, and Courtney is an artist and filmmaker from the Shinnecock Nation of Long Island, New York. So sort of both coasts are represented in this. Her work explores the evolution of language, image, and culture through mixed media pieces of video, audio, and tangible objects. That's this coming Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts.
Very nice. Serenata of Santa Fe presents Temporal Light at the First Presbyterian Church. You didn't read this one already, did you? It's tonight at 7:30.
It comes after the one that I mentioned.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The music of Reinicke Britten and Donanyi.
I'm not familiar with that composer.
I'm not familiar with how to pronounce it, so sorry about that. But bold dramatic chamber music with breadth, scope, and color of symphonic works, amazing sonic depths without the orchestra or conductor. So wonderful performers and good music. For more information, serenataofsantafe.org. You can email serenataofsantafe@gmail.com and you can call them at 989-7988.
Friday through Sunday this weekend and next at the Greer Garson Theater at Santa Fe University of Art and Design, they're performing Some Girls, with the S in parentheses. It's Neil LaBute's 2005 dark comedy. Gail Springer is directing it. 7 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. I imagine Sunday's a matinee, but I can't see that here. Some Girls at the Greer Garson Theater.
The 7th annual Dances of India performance, it's an Indian adaptation of Cinderella by the students of Indian classical dance and the Los Alamos family. Let's see, students of Indian classical dance classes at Los Alamos Family YMCA and guest dancers, Sunday the 19th of October at 4 o'clock at Duane Smith Auditorium on Diamond Drive in Los Alamos. It's a free event. Donations are welcome to support the charity Utkarsha, which is a program in India that provides safe night care for children in the red light districts of
that town. How important is that?
Very, very, very important. So, Sunday, 4 o'clock, Los Alamos.
Wonderful. This weekend, you can't not get outside. It's just going to be gorgeous. Here are two options tomorrow. The Santa Fe Botanic Garden is sponsoring the Lenora Curtin Wetland Preserve Cottonwood Celebration. So, out in that little area off of I-25, just south of town, they'll have nature walks, children's activities, and a mobile exhibit presented by Axel Contemporary called Wilderness. That's 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it's free. That's the area that it's best described as that's what happens to the desert when you add water. So the sort of plants that you'll see and the bird life you'll see will be worth it alone, on top of which those great activities. And then at the Valles Caldera National Preserve in the Jemez Mountains, they're having a Rio Grande Peruvian Horse Club trail ride. You can sign up by calling 989-1135, and I would if I wanted to do it, so I make sure that I get one of those Peruvian horses.
Most excellent. Let's see. You already read the piece through Bowl of Tea.
Yes.
So what else?
National Archaeology Day is Saturday. So out at that new Center for New Mexico Archaeology, way out on the Spur Road, 591, you can tour the new facility, which is gorgeous. They'll have family-oriented activities and demonstrations. You can meet archaeologists who work behind the Palace of the Governors and at the rail yard. It's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., free family fun event, and get your kids to geek out on archaeology.
Geeking out is good.
I agree.
It's just about time to go, and if there's more listings, I don't know what they are. Oh, wait a minute. There is one. Taos. There's an event in Taos at Moby Dickens Bookstore. Steve Council and Janet Eigner will read from their books. Let's see. What Lasts is Breath is one of the books, and there are more, but the Moby Dickens Bookstore is at 124A Bent Street. So, Should be a lovely event.
And take the high road and appreciate that beautiful, gorgeous scenery.
And shout out to our friends in Taos. We love Taos.
Yes.
And it's just about time to go. Kate Nelson is with the New Mexico History Museum. She is with us here often speaking of the arts. You're listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc and on Twitter at radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's fabulous and ever fabulouser news team. And after that, jazz. Hasta la vista, everybody. Have a wonderful day and go be nice to your friends and your dogs and...
And yourself.
And yourself, and hug a tree. And next week, once again, KSFR Fun Drive, so definitely stay tuned. We're going to have some fun stuff on the Radio Cafe. There's all sorts of really cool giveaways that are happening, too. So
name
you can,
Mary Charlotte's dog.
Yeah, that's one of them. It is one of them, because I just look at this dog, and her name right now is, the only thing she answers to is puppy.
Oh.
And so.
Poppy.
Yeah, so, okay, so you can enter the contest. Hasta la vista, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.
Bye.